Hello everybody, this is Scorpio Queen. I'm back again with another episode. I'm trying to play catch up. I've been gone for so long. But anyway, let's talk about Nature Boy. Eligio Bishop. If you don't know who Nature Boy is, Nature Boy is the man that created a cult. First it was called Melanation many years ago when he was doing it on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and then it became Carbon Nation about a couple of years ago. It became Carbon Nation. Nature Boy was arrested because charges was filed by Janae, who was one of the wives in the very beginning. And Janae filed charges of revenge porn, false imprisonment, and also rape charges. Okay. Just recently, he was in court. He had all of the people that were in Carbon Nation testified. Juju testified. True testified, which he is no longer going by True anymore. His name is Aaron Dixon. His wife, Kendra. Ephraim Zoka. I believe everybody testified except for Malia. I don't remember seeing Malia testify. I could be wrong. But the problem is with that is that a lot of them have not told the truth. Right, so in the beginning when the court case started, yes, the court was actually broadcasted on YouTube. So when it started, he was given two plea deals. One plea deal was for 7 years, and then the other plea deal was for 30 years. He did not want neither one of them, so he didn't take neither one of the plea deals. He went to trial. So again, during the trial, everybody testified. The only person that didn't testify was Nature Boy. So they played a couple of videos. And number one, I don't even know why they just allowed Nature Boy to get whatever he wanted. Because the very first day that the trial started, the trial ended up starting late because Nature Boy wanted to argue about not wanting shackles or handcuffs on his legs and hands. And that's what made the trial start late. So the judge was already upset about that. She was not liking him from the beginning. I'll be honest with that. And if I was the judge, I would have been pissed off too because it's wasting my time, right? So, court case finally started. The trial finally started. The prosecutor made his statement. The public defender made his statement. He didn't have any money for a real lawyer, so he had to get a public defender. Okay. Then they had a guy who had information about what a cult is and what they do in a cult and basically the language that's used in a cult and stuff like that. They also had someone that specialized in domestic violence. And I'm glad that they had those two because I've noticed listening to people on the internet, they really don't understand how a cult is, and they really don't understand domestic violence, right? And I'm gonna kind of explain a little bit about it in a second. So again, everybody testified. Juju, Ephraim, Zoka, True, Jax, who else? Velvet also testified. Janae testified. The only one I didn't see testify was Malia. And technically, if we are all honest, Malia should have also been the one pressing charges too against Nature Boy for what he did to her, because he almost killed her. Let's really be real. So, after the case was done, I've never seen sentencing happen. I mean, not sentencing. I've never seen, sentencing too. I've never seen a sentencing happen so fast in one day, right? It only took about, 3 or 4 days for the trial. And then the jury, they let the people talk to Nature Boy. And Nature Boy was not present in the courtroom, but he was sitting in a room by himself, you know, surrounded by the sheriffs and the correctional officers or bailiffs or whatever. And so each person spoke their words to him, and based on how he was acting, he really didn't care what they had to say. It didn't really look like he was listening anyway. So when it came time for him to speak, right, the judge allowed him to speak, he really didn't plead his case. He didn't apologize. He didn't do any of that. What he did do was try to manipulate people, telling the judge that he forgives her, he loves her, and all this other crazy stuff. He really did not plead his case at all. So the judge went straight to sentencing, and she called him a master manipulator, which she's absolutely right. He is a master manipulator, because he knows the art of manipulation. And so she basically told him that he was sentenced for life without parole, but 10 years parole. Now, I don't know why they give 10 years without plus 10 years without parole or something like that, because by that time he might be dead and he's still doing time while he's dead. That just didn't make any sense, but he's serving life in prison basically. Based on what I've seen on the internet, on an app called Big O, because a lot of people, he's been on Big O, he's incriminated himself on Big O, so a lot of the videos that are on YouTube, they come from Big O, the app. Anybody don't know what Big O is? Big O is an app that allows people to become to audition to become a host and make money. To use your talents, if you have any type of talents, you can make money. That's what Big O is. He came on Big O, and he basically was incriminating himself. He was incriminating himself. I've seen it. I couldn't stay, but I've seen what he did. And he was incriminating himself. Not only was he incriminating himself, but he was showing himself forcing these women to slap each other. Who does that? So, watching people talk about it on Big O and on YouTube, there is so much emotions behind it. I know a lot of people think that life in prison is a little bit much for him. I know a lot of people think he should have never gotten a guilty plea, because there was no evidence. It was just a lot of mixed emotions. But let me just say this. When it comes to a cult, right, there are certain lingos that cult leaders use to keep manipulating the people that are in it. So I truly believe that Janae was raped by Nature Boy. Nature Boy made her to believe that they was making love, which they were not. She did not want to have sex with him, but he was manipulating her into thinking it was making love when it wasn't, when really he was forcing her a lot of people don't understand the language, the words that are used when you're dealing with a cult leader. It's a lot of manipulation that goes on. Right? And you got to really do some research to really understand cultism. Whether you believe it or not, there are people in church, there are leaders in church that run a cult instead of a church. I'm gonna let y'all think about that. So when you see that in the church, that's basically the same thing that they're doing outside of a church. I'm gonna give you an example. Jim Jones ran a cult. He manipulated them. I'm pretty sure he also had sex with a lot of these females and had probably got them pregnant, whatever. But he also manipulated them into thinking that if they kill themselves, they'll be with God. That's how they drunk the poison along with him, and they all died along with him. He was a cult leader. Now, I know a lot of people saying that Nature Boy having life plus 10 years parole or whatever is a bit much. 2 years ago, back in 2022, there was another man. His name is Keith Rainier. Y'all might remember this case. I don't know. But he ran a cult. He raped these women. He manipulated them. But he took it a bit further. He also branded them, hit their skin with his initials. He branded their skin with his initials. He was arrested in 2022. He got 135 years in prison. Plus, he has to pay $175 million in fines. He basically spending his life in prison. And I don't know how he gonna come up with $175 million in fines when he's not going to get out. It's going to be a long time before he even gets out. Right? And I say this, mentioning him because a lot of people have brought race into it. They think because Nature Boy is a black man that is the reason why they gave him life in prison. Just because he's a black man does not mean a thing. There are white cult leaders that are also doing time in jail, doing life in jail. So this is not a color thing. This is what I want people to understand. This is not a color thing. This is not black and white. This is justice. That girl got justice. There are people like Mama Dia. She died listening to this man. She died. She stopped taking her medication because of listening to this man. There was a baby that Zoka had that died. I don't know if she was, if they were sacrificing it, but yeah, that baby died. What people fail to realize is that Nature Boy was mimicking a lot of stuff that he was watching or reading. He was mimicking it, including witchcraft. He was mimicking it. So, you know, I'm not sad that he got life in prison. I'm actually glad he got life in prison because he does not need to be in society. I truly believe that if he got out of jail, he would recreate the cult again, because he still got Ephru and Zoka. I don't know what happened to Malia. It seemed like Malia done disappeared somewhere. But Zoka, he got Zoka, Ephraim, and then there's Juju. They're still advocating for him. They're trying to figure out a way to appeal the sentence. Actually, so we're going to see how far this goes. But again, like I said, Nature Boy has been found guilty of all charges as well. Rape and false imprisonment and also revenge porn. If y'all want to say your opinions, you can write them out on my page on Spotify. And we can talk about it. Anyway, thank you so much for watching and y'all have a great day.